Meow, 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 meow.
And we are rolling!
What? Fuck off, man. Hey, how you doing? There you are. Welcome to another video podcast episode. I'm your friendly neighborhood comedian, Pete, and welcome to Rants from Hell. Another brain crack. Anyway, thanks for being here. And I'm on the road again. No shows and nothing yet. Can't go anywhere on a stage yet. Not yet. So I'm doing this. I'm entertaining you online on my YouTube channel. Thank you for being here. And I have to say thank you so much to my new fans, which I noticed. And what a beautiful fucking big, funny, happy motherfucking family this is turning into. Anyway, so we're here. Today I wanted to pull something, a vintage material I did a while ago. And I wanted to kind of revise it. It was called The Boy in the Friend Zone That Will Never Bone. The Boy in the Friend Zone That Will Never Bone. And it is exactly what it sounds like. I'm sure you've heard or seen or known people who are male or female, it doesn't really matter, who are stuck in the friend zone. And it's not just a friend zone, it's there's more involved, and I'll explain to you what I mean. I used to know a guy years ago. I guess, you know, it was a friend of mine, whatever, but not the sharpest knife in the drawer, not the sharpest tool in the shed. You know, it was one of, maybe a little too honest for his own good, right? That kind of thing. But it was one of the situations where, you know, this guy is, he's involved in some group, hiking group or whatever the fuck it was. And he met this woman who, you know, he was attracted to this woman and started, you know, they started becoming friends kind of thing. You know what I mean? But the thing is, like, you know, this guy was really interested in this woman, you know, romantically, and wanted to get something going, right? I mean, you know, not just bang her, but I mean, you know, get with her and, you know, start dating her, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend exclusively kind of thing. But this woman, man, just, my God, didn't really want to know anything about that. She was, now, first of all, the only reason why I'm even talking about this is because this guy, friend of mine, you know, call him the boy in the friend zone, call him the boy. So the boy, you know, came up to me and other friends of ours constantly trying to get advice and talk to us about it, ask us things, tell us situations and scenarios. So this is why, you know, he asked me for advice and I kind of gave it to him, you know, to see what's going on. So we're trying to tell this guy, he's like, you know, you gotta be careful. Sometimes you gotta be careful because people out there, some people out there are just there to use you, right? Male, female, heterosexual, homosexual. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Someone is always out there to use you. So this is what I think was happening here. It's this guy was knocking himself out, man. The boy. The boy was knocking himself out trying to court this woman, you know, romance her and do this and do that, bending over fucking backwards, man, killing himself for this woman. You know what I mean? It's like, for example, you know, she had no car and this guy had a car, right? He was like a fucking taxi service for her, man, all the time, here, there. Sometimes they'll even notice, you know, it's like you call them, yeah, you know, I went over here, you know, across town or out of town. Maybe you can come and get me now, regardless of what you're doing. Okay, no problem. You know, like that kind of thing, right? So, but, you know, it was, I mean, you know, they would go here and go there, have a little coffees and stuff, but it was never anything like, you know, intense kind of relationship kind of thing, right? But, let me have my coffee here. What the fuck was I? Sometimes I kill myself with the fuck I'm recording. But anyway, So it was one of those things where, you know, he would take care of stuff for her while, even while she was out. I'll give an example of a really gem from the bunch here. She had decided to go out camping for the weekend up north with a male friend of hers, not the boy, not my friend. So she did that and then came to the boy who never boned and said, you know, listen, you know, I'm going to go out of town. I'm going to go camping for the weekend with this guy I've known for years. Maybe you can take care of my apartment while I'm gone. You know, take care of my apartment, feed my cat, clean up a little bit, do the laundry, kind of babysit the place a little bit while I take off up north and do whatever. So this guy comes to us and says, you know what happened this weekend now? She's going to take off to, you know, go camping with a friend of hers who that she knows. And I'm taking care of her apartment and her cat and doing this and doing that. What do you think? like, what do you mean? What do we think, man? Like, fuck. Okay, I'll take the bait. Were you even asked or invited to go up there with them? No, you know, it's just an old friend of hers, and she's going to go up there, and they're going to spend the weekend together, but hey, you know what? It gives me a chance to take care of her place and clean up and feed her cat and do her laundry, and gives me a chance to prove myself, and maybe this way, you know, I'm going to finally score her. And we're all thinking, like, oh, my God, man. You know, it's like, it's none of our business, but, I mean, you're being a fucking mort, man. You don't see what the fuck is going on over here? You know, dude, you're just the fucking wet nurse. You're just the Molly maid. You're just the insurance policy. She's taken off, and rightly so, it's her business. She's taken off up north to go camping, just her and a boyfriend, an old boyfriend of hers, while you're in town babysitting her apartment, feeding her cat, washing her clothes, cleaning the place up because it was a pigsty, and yeah, maybe, can you come over and keep me company at her place while I'm doing... Are you on fucking crack, man? No. Dude, you don't see what's going on over here, man. I mean, and it was constantly that kind of stuff, right? The guy's running here, running there, doing this, doing that. I don't even think that she took him to meet like her parents out of town. It was that kind of thing. So, okay, fine. This is the kind of relationship that this woman wanted. Fine. But this guy wasn't seeing this going on, right? He wasn't seeing what was going on. He didn't realize that he was just a fucking, he was a mort. He was adult. He was just there to fucking provide her a service, right? And to be an insurance policy. Some people need a person in their life who is a fucking insurance policy. You can go here and go there and court this guy and court that guy and do this and do whatever it is. And then if you get your heart broken or shit doesn't go the way that you plan, you go right back to the boy. You go back to your insurance policy and you can cry on his shoulders and tell him the whole story and invite him over. And you can both sit on the couch and eat ice cream and watch romantic movies on the TV. And he's going to be there to like, oh, there, you know. He's going to be there to take care of you, prep you up, and be there as your, it's almost like having a just a girlfriend who's a dude who, a girlfriend with a penis, I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm saying, but this is what was going on. But this guy, he's asking me and other, you know, what do you think is going on? What do you think I should do? What do you think? Should I try harder? And we're telling the guy, like, no, man, this ain't going anywhere. Don't you see what the fuck is going on? You're Molly maid. You're a wet nurse. You're like a brother. You're a shoulder to cry on. You're there to fucking, to be her bitch. To be, lend her his car for like days. She'd bring it back. No gas, no this, no that. You know, buy shit for her. I mean, I think they were part of this like cross-country camping or cross-country I don't know what the fuck they were doing. They're part of some outdoorsy group, right? So this guy would buy her all the equipment, all of this. All she was, I had never seen this before. She was using him like a fucking service station, man. That's all this guy was. But then he's coming to us, you know, and we're telling him, you know, it's like, but dude, this ain't good for you, man. This ain't going anywhere. You know, like not even public displays of affection. You know, when they never kissed, they never did anything, barely. And when they hugged, you know, it was like one of those, come on. It was like one of those brother and sister hugs. Watching them hug was like watching fucking brother and sister hug. And we're telling this guy the news, what's going on. And this guy's like, no, he's in fucking massive denial. This is the best part. Because, you know, this can happen to anybody. But when you're in denial, it's actually worse. You know, we're telling this guy what's going on, and this guy's like, "No, you don't know what you're talking about, and you're jealous, and it, you know, you sound ignorant. I don't think you know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know. Well, then don't fucking ask me. Then do whatever the fuck you want. Why the fuck are you coming asking me about a situation?" My opinion, that is so fucking obvious, it's making my crotch itch. And then when I'm telling you the truth, you don't like it. Well, then fuck off. You figure it out on your own. Oh my God, man. You know, I had my own shit going on, and the rest of the friends had their own shit going on. Jealous of what? The fact that you're a fucking dish rag for this person? But his solution was, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to try harder. I got to do more. I have to convince her. I have to sweep her off her feet. I have to win her over so I can make her mine. And then, you know, we'll take off into the sunset as a beautiful couple and start a beautiful, happy... Oh my God, man. This actually happened. This is the kind of thing, you know? It's craziness, man. You know... Relationships have to be a two-way street, whether you're friends, whether you're dating, whether you're engaged, whether you're married, whether you're whatever it is, whoever you are. It's got to be a two-way street. You can't be the only one working at it, doing everything, killing yourself, bending yourself backwards, making yourself into a fucking knot to convince this person that you should be in a romantic relationship. That doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work that way. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Sometimes it's short. Sometimes it takes a long time. It takes years, yes. There's so many different situations out there. However, like this guy here who didn't see what was going on. Everybody else did. He didn't see what was going on. Like he didn't realize that he was like a fucking wet nurse and like a service station. You know, you're going to always be here. I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not really going to date you. I'm not going to get involved with you romantically. But you're going to always be here. You are going to always be here. Because when I go around and doing this and that and the other and shit doesn't work out for me, doesn't matter because guess who will be here? You! Oh, you fucking loser, Mort. Again, you know, when a person gets that idea in their mind and their judgment is clouded, they don't see what's going on because they're just focused on something that isn't even there. It's kind of difficult to convince them otherwise. And believe me, I didn't give a shit either way. This guy was coming to us. What should I do? What's going on? What about this? What about that? Do you want to? Yeah, he invites me to come over and spend the weekend at her apartment. While she's off 3 hours up north at a campground, you know, 69 in this guy fucking 19 ways over the weekend. And I was supposed to babysit him now at her apartment and feed the fucking cat, clean up, do the laundry, do this, do that. That one was rich. That one was a good one. Anyway, but yeah. The boy in the friend zone who will never bone. I mean, it's the title I came up with. I can't think of... It's... I don't know. Let me, how unique is this? Have you guys ever came across someone like that? Has something like this happened either to you or to someone you know or someone you heard about? Yes, I realize there's different kinds of friend zones. I mean, a friend zone could be a lot of things where, you know, there's a mutual thing and it's not as bad as this, but this one was just abuse, I guess. It's just fucking just abuse. Like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck. I'm going to lead you on. This lasted for years. I'm going to lead you on forever to make you think you may have a chance with me. But there's no fucking way I'm ever going to get with you. But I'll make you think that. So you do this, 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 and that, and always be there for me while I find myself, decide what I'm doing, go on a fucking date with this other guy, like, and you're still sticking around after all that, you know, letting her use your car, buying her shit, giving her money, I forgot, giving her loans too, taking care of her apartment, babysitting her fucking cat, getting her apartment ready and clean for when she gets back from her fuckfest weekend. Ah, man. Wow. So, yeah, this is what I knew a guy like that once. Let me know what you think. Does this sound familiar? Contact me on Twitter at RealPeteNero. Thanks for checking out my videos on my YouTube channel. If you like them. Subscribe, click the subscribe button, and I thank you so much. I hope you're well. I love to entertain you, and I'm entertaining myself doing this as well. And thank you. What? What the fuck was that?